Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you. Preachers and theologians sometimes use high-sounding words to get across a vital message. One such word is vicarious. Webster's Third New International Dictionary defines vicarious as follows: performed or suffered by one person for another. Substitutionary. This word is used to tell about the death of Jesus Christ. He suffered and died on the cross that you and I might not have to die eternally. The Old Testament predicted the substitutionary death of Jesus Christ. Surely He has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem Him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon Him, and with His stripes we are healed. Isaiah 53:4-5. Liberal theologians like John Shelby Spong and Leslie Weatherhead and feminist theologians claim not to understand why Christ had to die in our stead. But whatever their views, we know what the Scriptures explicitly teach. For Christ also has suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that He might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened in the spirit. 1 Peter 3:18. Peter had earlier written concerning Christ, who His own self bore our sins in His own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you are healed. 1 Peter 2:24. The sacrifices of the Old Testament had to be repeated weekly, monthly, and yearly. The high priest entered into the most holy place annually to atone both for his own sins and for the sins of the people. But Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for Him shall He appear a second time without sin to salvation. Hebrews 9:25-28. Peter said Christ once suffered for our sins. The word once, hapax in the Greek, means once for all, once never to be repeated. Christ's sacrificial death made it possible for all men to be saved. That does not mean that all men will be saved, but there is enough power in the blood of Christ to save everyone who comes to Him for the remission of sins. Those who would enjoy the forgiveness of sins must believe and obey the gospel. Further evidence that Christ's death was substitutionary can be found in these words: He suffered once for our sins, the just for the unjust. We were lost without any hope for eternity. But Jesus Christ came and died for our sins, the just for the unjust. The Roman letter spells this truth out as plainly as any other passage in God's book. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die. Yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commends His love toward us, in that, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Romans 5:6-8. Christ's death was not simply that of a good man who was willing to give himself for a righteous cause. It was designed to bring us to God. Our Lord's death on the cross and His burial in Joseph's new tomb were not illusions. He did not just swoon, as some theologians in times past have taught. He actually died. But death could not hold Him. He was and is the Son of God. Peter affirmed that Jesus was put to death in the flesh, but quickened in the spirit. Jesus rose from the dead the third day for our justification. But now is Christ risen from the dead, and become the firstfruits of them that slept. For since by man came death, by man also came the resurrection from the dead. 1 Corinthians 15:20-21. Thank you for listening, and may God richly bless you.